Yeah, I mean, there's no need to just sit around and not do anything. So might as well do some stuff while I can and catch some passes and just be around the guys.
Is there any timeline when for when you get it done and all that kind of jazz?
We're still working on that. Possibly end of this week or maybe next week. We'll see.
How do you not get frustrated?
I mean, yeah, it's obviously frustrating, but I know that God has a plan, so that's what I kind of rely on going through my life, I guess. Everything that's ever happened, just trying to find strength in that, knowing that He's got a plan for me.
You made in the time you were out there, you made a good first impression, and that's kind of like money in the bank, so to speak, as they think about Jared Aberderos for the future and stuff like that. Is that kind of a comforting thought?
Oh, it's definitely better than having a couple bad first days. So you'd rather do well, and I think I was able to show a couple spurts of what I can do. So I mean, it's definitely good, but obviously it doesn't really matter. You got to come back and be the same you when you get back.
Is there such a thing as mental reps while you're out, just learning the offense?
Yeah, definitely. Being able to pick up the offense, I think it will help out. When I come back next year, be good to go. Hopefully, know the whole playbook. I should be having all this time, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Sure, do you feel good? Do you feel like you could practice? I know you can't, but do you feel like you could?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I did the next day. I mean, obviously it's sore, but. It gets better a little bit. It's weird. It's different. I guess it's kind of weird. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. Okay.
At first, Coach McCarthy said that you didn't quite believe that it was torn ACL. You think it was? Was that the case?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why the next day I went out to practice, I didn't really think anything of it, really. So when I got the news, I was kind of shocked. So. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the guys on the team have been real encouraging, so it's been good to kind of hear, kind of their thoughts, and they kind of, encourage me with that, so it's been good.
So you have your teammates doing that. I know how you feel about your faith, but are you still bummed? I mean, you're still human here, too.
Yeah.
Is it still a struggle, kind of?
Yeah, obviously I want to be out there. Nobody wants to, sit back and let, their guys go to work when you, have to watch. So that's probably the worst part, is not being able to be out there playing the game you love. So, but, use it as motivation to get back and get back stronger next year.
What type of advice does a guy like J.C. Cheddar, who just went through this last year, give you?
I mean, obviously it just happens. You can't really control it. So, not be down on yourself. Just look at the positives. Try to find positives out of every situation that you go through. So that's probably been, the biggest piece of advice that I've gotten.
Jared, you're a highly motivated guy. Do you pour yourself into working out? Do you get ready for the rehab process? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I was talking about earlier, getting the playbook, work out. Obviously, I probably won't be able to do too much with the legs right away, but working out the body, all that kind of stuff. So you can find positives in it.
Do you treat it like an opponent? Is that your game this year?
I don't think my body's an opponent. You just got to work. Plan for next year, get yourself ready so that once it comes that you can be out there doing what you love and do it well.